Have you ever found an empty Easter egg? Yesterday afternoon, as the girlies were doing the Easter egg hunt in our backyard, Sammy wasn't quite too sure, so she's 20 months. She didn't let go of her basket, but eventually she caught on that there was something in the egg, and she would shake the egg and then put it in her basket. And then she quickly realized if it was an empty one, she'd discard it. There weren't many empty ones. But the emptiness can be filled with Jesus Christ. Don't we discard sometimes that empty tomb? Do we do that? Do we discard the empty tomb? I pray we don't. As a video shared, empty has a negative connotation. And yet today, we gather to celebrate something that's empty. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and they went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. And while they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes, the angels that gleamed like lightning, stood before them. And in their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen." Say it with me. He is not here. He is risen. He is not here. He has risen. Hallelujah. So today we celebrate that empty tomb. And we might add that it was an empty, borrowed tomb. The tomb is no longer needed. Isn't that wonderful? The tomb is no longer needed. And the plan was always to fill that tomb with the most precious gift ever given and let it be found empty by those looking for Jesus. Can you imagine what it must have been like for God the Father to watch the ladies going to the tomb? He had to know their grief. He had to know that their grief would be followed by confusion and then incredible excitement. What a mix of emotions. And as we gather today to celebrate that empty tomb, we are given the opportunity as God's children to enjoy that incredible excitement, not just today, but every day. But to do so, we may need to remind ourselves of how empty things are before we find the empty tomb themselves. You see, the Apostle Paul tells Timothy, "For we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it." A newborn baby brings nothing into the world. They're helpless in every way. They do not have the ability to care for themselves or provide for themselves. They are empty. And as life goes on, they will learn how to do things. They are born spiritually bankrupt or spiritually empty. And Paul says, all of us find ourselves empty. However, there's only one person who was not born spiritually empty. Jesus, right on, Stephen. Jesus, Jesus Christ. Because the Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. You see, our understanding of Jesus Christ is that He is fully human and fully God. So while Jesus was born in a stable and could not care for Himself as a human baby, He was born full of God, like grace and truth. And the gift God gave the world on that first Christmas was just what we needed. A Savior could understand the emptiness as humans and also brought just what we needed, grace and truth. While it was on full display in the life Jesus lived, the magnitude of that truth and grace would not be fully grasped until some faithful ladies found an empty tomb on that first Easter morning. You see, sometimes emptiness that we're born with, we search to fill our hearts up with things. Many people spend their entire lives simply seeking something to fill them up. Jesus encountered many people who were in the process of seeking to fill their empty lives with something that they could find in life. The women at the well, they sought it in relationships. The rich young ruler sought it in possessions. Zacchaeus sought it in stature and status. The Apostle Paul sought it in religion. And in the end, all of them would discover the same thing that we learn about in Ecclesiastes, that it is all meaningless. That is all meaningless. Ecclesiastes 2 and 11 says, "When I surveyed all that my hands had done and what I had toiled to achieve, everything was meaningless, a chasing after the wind. Nothing was gained under the sun." Meaningless in Hebrew means, guess what it means? Emptiness. Emptiness. Ecclesiastes says that when it comes to spiritual fulfillment, all life offers is emptiness. In fact, we can read earlier that the writer says in chapter 1, meaningless, meaningless, everything is meaningless. And I learned this week that stating a word two times in a row is a peculiar Hebrew thing that they do, denoting the maximum of that word and other to place emphasis on that word. So meaningless, meaningless, meaningless. A maximum or complete emptiness. And so if we in our lives today, if we are experiencing maximum emptiness, then we need maximum fullness. And who gives that fullness other than Jesus Christ? So the King of Kings is a double use, right? The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords says, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. But what have I come for? To give life and to give it in its fullness." There's no emptiness when we have Jesus Christ in our hearts and lives. And so though life, the things of life, may leave us empty, Jesus said he came to fill us up. Not halfway, not three quarters, not one-eighths, but he came to fill us up to the full so that it's overflowing. Can't you see the excitement or feel the excitement and the experience of that incredible excitement of the ladies who found that empty tomb? If not, hold on. Look what Jesus did to bring about life, to fill our emptiness. The tomb is empty. Jesus emptied himself on the cross so that you and I could live a full life. We saw earlier that Jesus was born full of grace and full of truth. However, he became a human, and he emptied himself first. And Paul explains it like this: in your relationships with one another, have the same attitude of mind Christ Jesus had, who being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a cross, of a servant, being made in human nature and human likeness, and being found in appearance, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross. He made himself nothing. For who? Us. For us. He emptied himself. He left the splendor of heaven, knowing his destiny. He knew he was going to die on the cross. He knew that 3 days later he was going to rise to life. Yet Jesus Christ did it anyway. Had he come to earth in all his splendor, we would not be able to look at him. If he had come to earth as a God with a small g, we would not be able to relate to him. If he had come to earth, as Revelation says, he will one day as a heavenly warrior, he could not have died for our sins, and he could not have rose again. Jesus emptied himself so he could come to earth and eventually be emptied of life on a cross to save us from an empty life and an empty eternity. And so Paul tells the church in Rome, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercies, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. You see, by the time this letter, the Roman church would have been aware of Jesus, his very real sacrifice on the cross. So here he is calling them to do what he encouraged the Philippian church to do. Have the same attitude of mind as Jesus. Jesus willingly offered himself. Therefore, offer ourselves as a living sacrifice. The idea is that to be a living sacrifice, we must empty ourselves to be filled with holiness and made pleasing to God. Living sacrifices, as you know, don't stay on the altar. They get up and they do the will of God, an act of worship. And so if we are born empty, if life leaves us empty, if Jesus empties himself to come to earth and then emptied himself on the cross, then we celebrate today. Once the women got through the grief and all the emotions that they felt, they celebrated that he had risen and that there was an empty tomb. You see, the Apostle Peter in that day walked with Jesus. He would run into that empty tomb on that very first Easter, and of all those who knew Jesus, he would know best just how that empty feeling felt because he had denied his Lord 3 times. Yet an older and wiser Peter, who had been filled with the Spirit of God, would share these words, for you know that it was not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, that you were redeemed from the empty way of life, but with the precious blood of Jesus, a lamb without blemish or defect. You see, the resurrection of Jesus turned the disciples into energized evangelists. They wanted to share the good news. It moved a deacon like Stephen to proclaim the good news to Jesus even as he was stoned to death. It moved a card-carrying Jewish zealot out to end Christianity, to lay down his hate and spread the words of Jesus to the far reaches of his world. And so no matter where we find ourselves today, wherever life has taken you, Whatever your beliefs may be, there is good news. The empty tomb can fill you with new life, with new joy, with new hope. And the promise of the empty tomb is a life with Jesus Christ. With Jesus Christ. Who do we want to be like today? Do we want our reactions to be like Mary? Well, the scripture says they did not recognize him. Took a while. Is there anyone here this morning that does not recognize Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord? Maybe this morning on this Resurrection Sunday, it's an opportunity for you to say, like they said, I have seen the Lord. I have seen the Lord. And cry out with the ladies at that empty tomb today. He is calling you by name. He is calling you by name. Listen for it. Listen for it. Listen for your name. As Jesus, through the power of the Holy Spirit, calls you by name. He knows your emptiness. He knows your circumstances right now. And for those of you in this past year that's made a commitment to Jesus Christ, you know how well Jesus fills that emptiness. It gives hope. It gives life. It gives fullness.